We have stuck with this theme of outing hidden power because it's hard to fight an opponent that you can't see. And this obviously has relevance for their use of EMF weaponry and their attachment to them, to it, them. These things, this whole family of weapons, they got a whole bunch along the same theme that do different things, but they are all hideous. And they are all utilized completely without legal authority. And we have to start talking about it. You know? I say this at times to folks on the street. They got EMF weapons that can take out ships. What do you think they do to people who dissent? Can we really accept a world where there is no dissent? In which we must obey or else be targeted with weaponry that we can say nothing about? Be punished? And what would that make us? Effectively, slaves. We are the opposite of them. These 10,000 power guys, they want to force everyone to stay small so they can seem big. We get carried away here sometimes. We want to create the conditions so that everyone can be big, own their own gifts, develop and share them without coercion, so that the beauty we create together will dazzle us. We have faith in our brothers and sisters. Martial arts practice is supposed to be tied to a larger purpose beyond individual physical and spiritual development. It is tied to righting wrongs. And the bigger the wrong addressed, the bigger the martial artist. Let's set belts aside and look wide. Look at the massive wrong being done to life, to its health and vitality. We cannot pretend this is not the first priority for all of us when life itself is at risk. For all of us, what expresses our deepest connection to each other is this first allegiance to life. There's a key little bit of piece of our new education to make sure we pass on to each other and the children. Our first allegiance is to life, and in its restoration to health lies our purpose. Serious biz. We are living in amazing times. I mean, this calls for the biggest spirits ever. Just like Christopher Fry said, you know, affairs are now soul-sized, seriously. And we have to seek our place in that story called life regaining its freedom. We all have a place in it. Our original, authentic self provides the key to our gaining that path. So we start there in recovering it. And we seek help from the ancestors, the earth, and each other in order to do that. The first step is, of course, wanting to recover our original, true self. But we'll have to assume that at some point, due to some right circumstances, each one of us who has experienced that loss will want to recover that of which we were robbed. We must have faith in our brothers and sisters.